The Power on Plants Cookbook Bundle is now available and ready for you. It's our premier go-to collection of over 50 simple whole food plant-based recipes that actually taste great and are done in a flash so you can have more time, more energy, and more joy every single day. These are our family's favorite recipes that you're going to love because they'll actually love you back. Our friends and clients tested them, gave rave reviews, and then I gathered them all into one powerful collection just to share with you. Go to get.poweronplantscookbookbundle.com to be the first to get your copy. That's get.poweronplants with an S, cookbookbundle.com, where you can get your hands on our quick and easy recipes that make living a healthy life not just possible, but really enjoyable and super delicious too. Get your copy today. Hey there, sunshine. Welcome to the Power on Plants podcast. We're your host, Jared and Anita Roussel, and we're absolutely head over heels for whole plant foods and helping you navigate this incredible plant-based journey. That's because our lives have been completely changed by plant-based goodness. We used to struggle every day with excess pounds and low energy, vascular disease, joint pain, and lack of sleep, just to name a few. And even though we're medical professionals, we still weren't getting practical answers that actually worked. So we dug into the research, we started living what we learned, and now we both have our lives back. And that's what we want for you too. The truth is you can do this, and it's not hard. You just need a way that will bring real and lasting change. And that path, it has to be simple and enjoyable, and it's gotta be delicious too. So are you ready to live your life to the fullest? Then you're in the right place because living without limits, that's what Power on Plants is all about. So pull up your chair, grab a matcha latte, and let's get started. Good morning, sunshine. And I do mean good morning. It is early today. It's so early. The rooster is literally still crowing outside our back door. I am not kidding you, but I'm here to tell you, I am so thankful to be alive this morning. You know, 10 years ago, I was so sick. I had so many crazy things going on with my body, and I'm not completely where I want to be, but I'm going to tell you, it took me 40 years to get to where I was, and thanks to plant-based living, I am still alive today. You know, 10 years ago, I remember telling Jared, you're going to have to take me to the hospital. I am so sick. I seriously think it's true. I'm dying. And yesterday, we celebrated our 29th wedding anniversary. It's hard to believe. Yes. So much time has gone by, and we're blessed to have four wonderful children. We get to homeschool them and spend this incredible life together. And I don't think any of that would have been possible apart from learning the principles that we're teaching you on this podcast. This is why we are so passionate about this. The fact that it's changed our lives, it changes our clients' lives on a daily basis, and we want the same thing for you. And so when we think about plant-based and living in this amazing way, what are the things that have moved the needle most for us in our journey? We're going to share with you today the top five plant-based game changers for us. And the first thing is realizing that eating animal products is not necessary for health. We hear so many times, how do you get your protein? How are you going to get your calcium? Truth is, it's not calcium. You know, you don't get that from a cow. And protein, there's just such a push for it because everybody has these protein products out and you think you need all these different things to get your protein. And it is not hard to get it from plants. All plants have protein. Where do the animals get their protein?
They actually get it from plants. And I heard a very interesting thing by a doctor named Dr. Milton Mills. And he said, no animal makes protein. And you may think, what? That can't be true. Well, animals can put amino acids together to make proteins, but where do those amino acids come from? Mm-hmm. From what he was saying is that no animal makes the amino acids, only plants do. So when we really started looking at this and thought, is this something that's real? Is it viable? Will it meet our needs? What we discovered is it's a resounding yes. Yes, it absolutely will meet all of our dietary needs.
And when you live in a way that actually can meet your physical needs, your nutritional needs, what happens is the rest of your life completely changes because now you have the energy and you feel like actually living the life that you want to live. It just gives you so much freedom. So the first thing that moved the needle for us is realizing that eating animal products, it's not necessary for health. This was just a huge shift for us, especially as medical providers too.
Well, even the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics agrees that a complete whole plant food diet will meet your nutritional needs for every stage of life.
And isn't that amazing? Because that's not what we grew up learning.
No, not at all. That was the exact opposite. Meat was the meal.
Mm-hmm. It's a huge mindset shift for us, or it was. Now that we've been living it for so long, this is the normal. This is what's normal. This is what we should have been doing all along. And I think, why didn't somebody tell us? And now we know, and our bodies are able to thrive, and it's just changed everything. This has been a huge game changer for us. Now, number two, learning how to cut out oils. Was this such a big game changer for us? Jared, why don't you share what leaving oils out of our meals and out of our life has done for you?
The biggest change that I've noticed for me is that it's gotten rid of the inflammation in my body. And for me, it wasn't debilitating, but it was just there and it was always present and it was annoying. I had pain in my shoulders, pain in my hips. I would toss and turn at nighttime with it. I'd wake up in the morning with my shoulders just aching. And once we made just the complete shift, I noticed, I woke up one morning, probably a few months into it, and thought, you know what? My shoulders aren't bothering me anymore. At some point along that way, it kind of disappeared. And it was just amazing.
Yeah, and it was surprising to you because you weren't doing this to try to get rid of pain. I think you had just come to accept the fact that, yeah, we're getting older and I just hurt because we're told that.
I just have some shoulder impingement mm-hmm. and that's just kind of the way it is. Hopefully it'll go away one day.
Yeah, and I didn't just kind of have shoulder impingement. I mean, I was having to crawl my arm up the wall.
Yours was more like frozen shoulder.
Locked down. And I had so many other things I was dealing with. I had fibrocystic breast disease, and I was just told that was normal, right? Oh, you just have some lumps in your breast, all over both breasts. And oh, that's just normal. It's not cancer. Don't worry about it. Yet it's gone today.
Well, the only advice we ever got was, well, just decrease your caffeine. You know, too much caffeine can make that worse. But yeah, it's just normal for some people. When you get older, you're just going to have it.
And isn't it interesting that I still enjoy my tea and my chocolate today, but every lump is gone.
And hasn't returned.
Yeah, it's amazing. And then I was dealing with interstitial cystitis. I was diagnosed with that, given that diagnosis and told, you know what? You're always going to have these awful bladder symptoms where you feel like you constantly have a urinary tract infection. And there's really not much you can do about it. They were starting to put me on these muscle relaxants and all these crazy medications, right?
And I don't recall it ever really helping you.
It never helped me. It was horrible. And it's completely gone. I have it no more. And we hear these stories time and time again. The other night on our Q&A in the membership, we were talking to our members and they were going, you know, I don't have these crazy digestive issues that I used to have. And I have the energy I need to make it through the day. And one of our members was sharing how she was just going through an MRI and trying to figure out what in the world was going on with these terrible headaches she was having. It was scary for her.
And she even said that the MRI really didn't show anything, that as far as they could tell, it looked normal.
Right. And then so there were no answers and she was hurting so badly. And she said, you know, I have to do something. And she came into the membership and she said, you know, since putting these principles into practice and having it be able to work with my life on a daily basis, I'm able to sustain this. I love this way of living. And guess what? My headaches are gone.
She hasn't had another headache at all.
And we are thrilled for her. This is what lights us up. Being able to get this kind of relief from your symptoms and being told, you know, this is just how it's going to be. You're getting older. You know, you need to go on this medication and that medication. We're so thankful that that doesn't have to be the story for so many of us. You know, Jared and I are not against medication. He's in the medical field. I'm in the nursing field. You know, we are passionate about helping you to heal in any way that works. But what we know is time and again, this works. There are things you can do naturally. Are we saying to come off all your medication? Absolutely not. But there are things you can do that will move the needle for you and give you your life back.
And certainly don't come off of any medication without consulting your provider.
No.
But we, like you said, for so many people, we either don't need the medications or might need a lot less than what we're taking right
now. Yes, absolutely. And so the second thing that moves the needle that we're talking about here is getting the oil out. And that didn't just cause the relief of symptoms like pain and things like that for us. We got our energy back. I mean, I would spend days just laying on the couch, unable to do my daily activities of living. It was terrible. And I won't go into what all that entailed. If you want to hear that, go back to episode number one, where I go through and talk about what was going on in my life and how I got free from all those things. But even weight loss, I mean, think about oil is 120 barely empty calories. I mean, we want to eat nutritionally dense foods. And when you can take out that 120 calories per tablespoon.
And when do you ever just use one tablespoon of oil? Never.
Exactly. And especially if you're told it's healthy, right? Like olive oil, get it. Oh, you need a lot of it. Pour it all over
your salad.
A little
is good. More must be better.
And then that's not the main thing even. Then you think about, okay, if I can take that out and I can learn methods to cook that don't require oil. And then all the oil that's added in the packaged product, start reading that label. That is huge. That leads us into the next thing. You know, we didn't realize that reading the label was so important. And that's one of the biggest things that moved the needle for us. We started not looking at what Jared calls the billboard. He calls
right,
it the billboard.
The front of the package is the billboard because it's advertising what's there and it's enticing you to buy it.
So when you can learn how to flip that over and read what is actually in there, don't just go by what they tell you is not in there on the front. And you'll start seeing oil in everything, sugar broken up into 100 different names for sugar so they don't have to list it so high up on the ingredients list. All of these type things make a huge difference in your life. And when you can start cutting those things out product by product, finding your new favorites, this can change things for you. So that was number three, learning to read the ingredients label. Number four, in the biggest game changers for us and needle movers, finding new favorites. I just mentioned that.
Yes.
Why is this so important? Because you want to love what you're eating. This is huge. You know, we see people start whole food plant-based and they try to do it on their own and they're eating what they think in their mind is going to change things for them. And so all they know of plants is side salads. So they'll make a salad without anything filling in it. There's no potatoes, there's no beans, there's no avocado, there's no delicious creamy dressing on there. It's just pretty much lettuce.
I was just thinking, and many times, there's no flavor in there.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just lettuce. And I'm not knocking on lettuce. It's actually, once you start becoming plant-based, it's delicious.
It is.
But that's all you put in there. It's like, no, there's so many wonderful flavors that you can mix together.
So you have to find your new favorites. Don't just eat plain salads with nothing that sticks to your ribs in it. Don't just eat boiled vegetables, like putting those vegetables in some water and just boiling them until they're so soft they fall apart on your fork. Learn how to saute.
But boiling them with nothing else added, like we were saying, no herbs, no spices, no flavor.
And even just boiling in general, it just doesn't bring out the flavors in your foods. And the water, unless you're going to eat all that water, is going to hold a lot of the nutrients that came out of your food. So what you want to do is learn how to steam and saute and then get those sauces on there and get these wonderful vegetables into your new favorite dishes. Like if you like chili, you don't want to just go to boiling all your vegetables. Or if you like pasta, or if you like lasagna, or if you love, like me, creamy, cheesy things like chowders with heavy creams, things like that, you want to find the new ways to eat those that you absolutely love. Fajitas. I love fajitas, right? Desserts. Yes, you can still have those. But this leads us to the next thing that I want to talk about, because the biggest game changer for us, one of the biggest things is realizing, at least we see this for our clients, that this is not a diet. It's so easy to see this as my next diet, my next way to try to lose weight. Look at what kind of changes do you want in your life? What do you want to be able to do that you cannot do now because your health struggles are holding you back? This is not a diet. This is a way of living. And if you can learn how to meld that into your daily life, and that's what we're all about, showing you how to do that, because it is absolutely possible. It's not hard. I mean, meal prep in under 30 minutes, that is my norm now. If it was my norm with four children and homeschooling and running a business and doing all the things that we do, there's no way this would be sustainable for us. You have to build it in a way that not only does it taste great and make you feel good, but it has to work with your busy schedule. And you can absolutely do that. This is not a diet. Thankfully, it's not about portion control. You can let all these things go. You don't have to eat these tiny little rabbit-sized portions. You're a human being. You're hungry. And I'll tell you, those hunger cues and those things are going to change for you. You're not going to feel as hungry all the time. Again, diets do that to you. Whole food plant-based doesn't when you know how to do it. And then you're not going to be looking at counting calories. Instead of going out to a restaurant and wondering how many calories and points something has, you're going to learn the ways to do it that you can focus on what's important. And that's your relationships that you went to the restaurant to build. You're at the restaurant to sit down with those you love, your friends and your family, to build relationships together. You're not there to worry about, can I eat this? Can I eat that? Does it work on my diet plan? Is it going to give me so many points that I don't drop pounds this week? We lost over 75 pounds without even going on a diet. We weren't stepping on the scale every day. We just found a new way to live that fueled our body well. And when we did, we weren't as hungry anymore. We still aren't. We don't think about food all the time. We started experiencing and still live out today what one of our precious friends, Brenda, calls food freedom. Food used to have such a hold on us. We'd go from meal to meal.
We didn't even realize it.
No, we'd sit at the table at one meal thinking about what we were going to have for the next. And it was like it controlled us. And that does not have to be your story. When your body is not getting its nutritional needs met, it is no wonder that you're hungry all the time. It's no wonder that you go out and have a biggie meal. And then you think, I'm still hungry. I want another. We used to do that. We absolutely used to do that.
There were even occasions when we were stuffed to the gills and still felt hungry. And it just seems so odd to me. But now it makes complete sense.
It does. And so you get release from all of these things. You don't have to control your portions, count calories, keep up with points, and eat food so you hate. Never feeling satisfied with the meals that you had. We feel completely satisfied. We would not even think about changing this way of living because we love it. It makes us feel great. It tastes amazing. It's easy. It's quick. Our kids are thriving. All of those things. And we're thriving. I mean,
we're all thriving.
You have to have the energy to keep up with four children. I'm just saying. So if you're thinking, that's great and all, but I don't know where to start and nobody in my life is doing this. And I need people around me who are doing the same thing, who are excited about this way of living and can show me how to do this on a daily basis that'll work for me. We are here for you. We're here on this podcast week after week, giving you actionable steps. And we're also inside our membership Power on Plants Society. When you're listening to this, it may be closed. It only opens a few times a year. But when it opens, we don't want you to miss out. So if you know the community is what would make all the difference for me, and getting my questions answered on a regular basis from Jared and Anita, go to poweronplants.com/membership and get your name on the wait list. We are looking forward to meeting you there and helping you on your plant-based journey. But I want to give you this bonus right now. This is another thing that absolutely moved the needle for us. And this is very actionable. It's very practical for you. I want you to learn how to easily get more greens into your life every single day. I've put together an incredible resource for you. It can be a big needle mover. If you don't do anything else for yourself, go right now and download Leafy Green Secrets. In this resource, I'm going to show you many of the simplest ways. It's not detailed. It's not going to take you hours to read. I did this intentionally for you because I know, Sunshine, that you are busy. So what you need to do is get your hands on this resource and just look it over. Then I want you to pick one new way to get more leafy greens into your life this week. Start today. Swing by the store. Don't walk any other aisle. Go straight to the produce. Get some leafy greens. After you know how you're going to use it, and start getting it into your life today in a way that you love, in a way that will work for you. Don't just randomly choose one. Look that resource over and pick the one that you're going to enjoy the most. We're looking at being able to build joy into your life here because that is what's sustainable. So go right now to powerplants.com/leafygreensecrets and grab your copy of that today. So what have we talked about today? The biggest needle movers, the five plant-based game changers in our life. I think I actually even gave you a bonus here. I think we went over six. But you want to realize that animal products are not necessary for your health. You'll get plenty of protein. You're going to get plenty of calcium eating this way. And then you're going to learn how to cut out oil. Now, that may sound overwhelming to you because if you grew up in the South like me, oil was in everything. But trust me, sister, you can do this. And it is not hard. And your kitchen is going to be a lot easier to clean too. Think about what it's doing. If it did that to your kitchen, if it made your cabinets greasy, if everything was harder to clean up when you used oils, what are your insides going to be like? What's your life going to be like after you get oils out? You're not going to miss them like you think you are. And so just find those ways. We've talked about several of those on the podcast episode. If you think, I don't know how to do that, go back and listen to some of the episodes where we've talked about this. This is a huge needle mover when it comes to dropping the extra pounds and losing the inflammation and getting that pain relief and the energy that you need to have back so you can enjoy your life fully. And then number three, realize the importance of finding your new favorites. Don't just eat rabbit food, those little side salads with nothing that sticks to your ribs. You want to find your new favorites. The old things that you enjoy now, you want to find the ways to make those that are going to fuel your body well. And next, you're going to get the mindset shift that this is not a diet. It's freedom. There's no portion control, calorie counting, keeping up with points, eating foods you hate because you have to. No, you don't. And leaving constantly feeling like you're not satisfied. It's crucial to get this mindset shift. It is not a diet. This is freedom. It's a new way of living for you that's going to open up so many doors. And then finally, you're going to learn the simple ways to get more greens every single day by going right now and downloading Leafy Green Secrets, opening it up, looking at the simple ways you can get more greens into your life in a way that tastes great and that's simple to do for you. So download that right now at poweronplants.com/leafygreensecrets. And then once you start implementing these, I want you to email me at anita@poweronplants.com. I cannot wait to hear which method you decided to try, which new foods you've discovered since listening to the podcast. And while you're here, take just a second and be sure to leave us a review. This is going to help even more incredible women like you find the podcast so that they can also learn how to heal and gain incredible energy and live their life to the fullest too. We look forward to hearing from you, Sunshine, and we hope you have an incredible week.